Teddy said it all. I don't have anything else to say. No, really, we're getting ready to play a really good football team this week. The Lions are very talented on both sides of the ball. We didn't play near as well as I'd hoped the first time that we played them. And it'll be a great test, good division game on the road. So we're going to have to play good in order to have an opportunity to win this football game. Questions?
Teddy said you read the team some stats from the last Lions game. Was that kind of painful to read those stats?
If we do it again, it'll be painful. I just tell them things we need to do to win, that's all.
That was the big thing in that game. I mean, what do you got to do to change that from last time?
Well, it wasn't just the 8 sacks. We had 3 turnovers as well. We fumbled the ball. We had 9 penalties. They had 4. Excuse me. So, but obviously we have to not do those things. And I know you want me to tell you what we're going to do, but I'm not going to.
You talked a little bit about Teddy kind of stepping forward as a leader a little bit more. What do you see in his demeanor that will kind of allow him to kind of take more of a leadership role?
You know, there's so many different types of leaders. I mean, I would consider myself a leader, but I'm way different than a lot of other head coaches are that are leaders. And so I just want him to be himself. But, you know, I think he understands that this – how he continues to play, how he continues to develop, how he continues to go, people will matriculate to him and kind of follow him, you know, that kind of a leader. It doesn't necessarily have to be a rah-rah guy or a, you know, grab somebody by the throat kind of guy. It's just that way.
Being looser around his teammates and just being more comfortable interacting with them as the year's gone on?
I do. I see, yeah, a lot of things like that as we get going. The joking around, the, you know, the communication, the really everything. And you know, and it's a natural process. I'm sure he's gone through. Well, you know, the quarterback's quite a bit and receivers, but you know, like I know I read the quote that Teddy said about, well, this is Vlad's team as well. And I mean, you know, that's the kind of guy he is. He wants to deflect recognition to everybody on the football team, and he wants it to be part of kind of the same way that I've been talking about for a long, long time about team. You know, not so much I or me. So he gravitates to everybody, really, and vice versa.
They've got Calvin Johnson now, and he obviously brings a little different addition. How do you prepare for that reality on Sunday?
Well, it's a big test. You know, he's a great receiver. He made a great play against me a year ago, and 2 great plays, actually, but went up over 3 guys and caught a big pass. So we're going to have to make sure we're paying attention to him. But, you know, Golden Tate is, if he's not leading the league in receiving, he's up there. And he's a good player. Bush, Bell is a heck of a running back. And Stafford, you know, he does a lot of good things. So he can get the ball delivered in a lot of different ways, move in the pocket. So we're going to have our hands full. We'll have to play really good in order to take care of him.
How much has Teddy grown since that last Lions game when he threw the 3 interceptions?
I don't know. That was what, week 6. You know, I kind of see him growing each week, so it's hard for me to say. You know, he's come this far and this long, but I think he's taken a lot of big steps in the last 3 or 4 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, you know, just the things that he's doing. And so he's growing. He continually grows.
Have you seen Jerry Bright kind of develop, or is it just a matter that he's getting more opportunities now and he's taking advantage of them?
Well, he's getting more opportunities. He's taking advantage of them. But he also is doing things correctly, working hard. You know, he's another kid that's always got a smile on his face. He's always relishes the moment that he has the opportunity to be here in the NFL and to be with the Vikings. You know, I remember when I first got here and, you know, and they were out running routes and he was talking to me about, you know, I'll do anything to make the team, you know, and now he's become a big part of, you know, a lot of things we're doing. But he's taking advantage of these opportunities and he's worked real hard to do it. He's been catching the ball good and running good routes and blocking, you know. The receiver's got a block and they're doing a good job that way.
What would it mean if you beat Detroit and, you know, gain your first divisional win as a head coach?
Well, you know, I kind of equate it to this in that fact that in order for us to get where we have to get to, we have to beat teams in our division. And we have to get to their level at some point in time. And so that's really what it means to me, is that we're starting to move in the right direction of where we have to go. It's not so much about me or anything else. It's about where we are and where we have to go to. And then we've got another one a couple weeks later, I think.
Where do those two have to improve to see more playing time?
Joe just needs to make sure that he stays up on the protection parts of things. And Ben, when he gets the opportunity, keep showing what he can do as far as that. But also, you know, we have one of the things we've done great is we, I think we've done great, at least recently, is we've had great ball security. And so we've got to make sure that we're securing the football and not turn the ball over like we did last week or through last time we played these guys. You know, we've been pretty solid in that area for quite a while now. And that's been big. So that's making sure they're doing that.
What necessitated Michael Motti going on the injured reserve?
He had a scope.
What's your level of concern with that Detroit defensive line with kind of some of the injuries you guys are dealing with on the offensive line?
Yeah, that's a concern. They're pretty darn good. You know, they've got four rushers that are all good, physical, fast, you know, and so it's not going to be an easy test.
What does anything stand out about their secondary? You think Detroit, you think the line, the front. We look their secondary.
They're playing more different coverages than what I've seen them play in the past. They're much more aggressive in the way that they're playing the coverages as far as covering receivers, and, you know, it's not so much soft zones. They're on guys pretty close. And so that combined with the pass rush makes it difficult.
Mounties had quite a history of knee problems, obviously. Were any of those related to what he had done here?
No, this was you know, it's kind of like my kidney stones. It's minor to someone else, but it was, I think, more of a clean-out kind of a thing.
Coach, are you a guy that looks at the playoff picture and who's in the hunt and where you are, or is it all about Detroit?
I honestly don't know the records of a lot of teams. It's more about just Detroit. I know that people have told me if we win these and these people lose and this and that, you know, but it's, you know, I don't want to get sentimental here, but, you know, we've come from a long, long way this year from all the things that have happened, all the things that we've overcame from even before the St. Louis game to the opportunities we have now for the last 3 weeks. I think that's a pretty good testament to our football team in how they work and how they do the things that we ask them to do. And really the coaches, too. The coaches have done really a great job in trying to figure out what we can do, how we can win, how we can get to an opportunity that we have.
How did you think Vlad did Sunday?
Did all right. Yeah, he did all right. The Jets guys knew him a little bit better, so they had a couple. He had a couple where he didn't do as good, but he did pretty good. It's nice to have a veteran guy to be able to go in there that has started a couple games, and now that we've got both the guards out, so.
Sandejo filling in for Blanton. I mean, how'd you think he did, and is there a chance for him to maybe earn more time even when Robert comes back?
I think he did. I think he did well. And there's always a chance. If guys play good, they have more of an opportunity, and so nothing's set in stone. Zave keeps doing a lot of good things. Probably the thing I like about it the most right now is the way he competes. He's competing. I think he's starting to develop the mindset that don't let your guy catch the ball, and that's to me that's important. I know everybody wants to get interceptions, but it's very important if your guy never catches the ball too. And he has been doing that quite a bit. He's learning so much more about being a professional cornerback this year, I think, than he ever has. And he was, in a lot of ways, he's still a rookie in my mind. I know he's a second year guy, but his progression and the progress that he's made has been really, really good.
Patterson having a really good week of practice. What needs to happen for him to become more involved once again?
Same thing, consistency. It's doing, being in the right place, doing the right things, running the right routes, blocking the right people, lining up in the right place. That's it. I want this guy to be a great player. I really do. I mean, I want him to be a great player, and I don't know when it'll happen, and I'm hoping like crazy it does. I want him to be a great player. Yeah. I don't know. He's feeling better, so we'll just see as the week goes on.
Time for two more.
These defensive backs prepared to go up against a guy like Calvin mentally. I mean, obviously he's a big body. Everyone knows what he can do. How do you prepare them for that task?
Well, if you don't have a lot of compete in you, then you're going to get embarrassed with this guy, because this guy can go get the football. He can run great routes. He can manhandle you because of his size. you got to have a little bit of toughness to be able to go in there and compete. And he's going to catch some balls. And, it's the same thing with Teddy. I know everybody's kind of on the Teddy bandwagon, but, he is a rookie, and he's going to have some ups and downs as we get going here. But we hope more ups than downs. But, this guy's going to catch some balls on our guys. And the most important thing is the next ball that comes, not so much the one that he just caught. It's how are we going to keep him from getting the next one.
Access over the middle, where usually wide receivers don't like to roam.
Right.
Talk about why he's so successful, where you shouldn't be successful over the middle.
Well, they do it. Number one, he's physical, and he's gonna fight his way to get into the middle. He doesn't really care if he gets hit, I don't believe. And they run some routes where he's running a glance, a deep inside skinny post. They run a lot of double moves where he's starting to the outside and then back to the middle, Stafford chucks it deep. And then sometimes they'll line him, sometimes they'll line him up in a slot and they'll throw him the ball there. And really, Stafford does a really nice job of, If the defender is on top of him, Calvin will come back and make the catch, like a back shoulder fade in the middle of the field. So they have a good rapport in those things. But I think the biggest thing with that is his physicality and his toughness.
Do you have just a Charlie Johnson update on when we're on your favorite subject of injuries?
I don't. And we'll see how it goes this week. Okay, thanks.